When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
It is 19 minutes now past 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with us, as he is every Monday morning at this time, and we really, really appreciate his expertise, appreciate all the information that he shares with us each and every week, that at least gives us a heads up about kind of what we're up against. Dr. Osterholm, thank you for being with us today. Really, really appreciate it.
Good to be with you again. Thank you.
Yes. Well, let's talk about the news today about Moderna. Moderna saying that a booster of its COVID-19 vaccine should offer protection against the rapidly spreading Omicron variant. Does that mean the others don't do it as well? Or is Moderna just out saying, yes, in fact, ours is working against Omicron?
Well, the Moderna news is not really new news. Many of us already believe that booster dose, which we now really should be called the three prime dose, meaning booster should not really even be part of it. You really need to have all three doses to be vaccinated. And that their news is just that those three doses should do a lot to protect you against at least serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. The same thing is actually true with the Pfizer vaccine. We know with that vaccine, we get the same kind of protection. So we really want everyone to think of fully vaccinated as all three doses of those vaccines.
And Dr. Osterholm, we're seeing protocols in several other states about mask mandates, even a shutdown in Minnesota. Do you believe we're at that point yet?
Well, actually, this week we are in somewhat of a better place than we were even a week to 2 weeks ago. The number of hospitalizations has come down this week. The Delta surge is starting to let up a little bit. The problem is we're going into this Omicron surge, which will happen over the course of the next 3 to 8 weeks. And we can expect to see many, many, many more infections. Fortunately, it's likely that a number of those will be milder infections. There'll be breakthroughs where it means that basically you have a mild illness having been vaccinated. But with that will come a smaller proportion of those who are severely ill. But because so many more will get infected, we can expect to see case numbers go back up again really right after the Christmas holiday time into January. The question you're asking is, well, how will we respond to those cases? And I think that much of the country is pretty much done with this pandemic, even though the virus is not done with us. We are still setting records for number of cases, number of deaths. We're seeing around the country. So I don't think that there will be any appetite for any elected official or the public itself to say, okay, we're going to go back to mask mandates. We're going to limit contact with people. And we worry a lot about that in terms of what that's going to mean in terms of the cases ahead. But I just don't see the reality of that happening.
That's interesting because, you know, we were all in, even though some more disgruntled than others, when that first shutdown happened on the day before St. Patrick's Day. I just remember it so well, March 16th, being at a local pub in Minneapolis that had bought all the corn beef and cabbage, and then they weren't going to be open the next day. But it seems like that ship has sailed, that we may never have the wherewithal to do something like that again.
Well, I think the entire country really wasn't prepared for how to best use what we call distancing measures, keeping people from contact with each other that then rapidly spreads this virus. I mean, make no mistake about it, this Omicron virus is highly infectious. We have outbreaks where a single dinner event transmits the virus from one infected person to more than 70 people at an event like that. This is that highly infectious of a virus. So from that perspective, we surely would want to keep people apart. But I think at the earliest days of the pandemic, we went into a national lockdown, something which I actually spoke against because I believe we should have applied it more where the cases were occurring. And as a result, I think we lost some of our opportunities with the public, and I understand why, where they felt like, why am I shut down? You know, why is mom and pop's hardware store shut down when the big box hardware stores are not? And I think that that was a problem. Today, though, I can tell you that if you get together in crowds, if you are together in social events, this virus will spread readily. Now, many of the cases will be among those who are fully vaccinated. But, again, let me remind you why it's so important to get fully vaccinated. These are the people who have very minor illnesses. We're going to see in those not vaccinated, only partially vaccinated, a substantial increase in severe illnesses, hospitalizations, deaths. That's going to happen.
Dr. Michael Osterholm is our guest. He is an infectious disease expert, at the University of Minnesota SIDRAP Center. We're talking about the virus and how it has changed and morphed. Now we're looking at the Omicron variant taking hold. A lot of people going to church or will be this week, Christmas Eve Mass, Christmas Day. It, obviously, I would wonder if that's a concern to you going into the holidays.
You know, any place you're in a crowd today is going to be a challenge. And I know that's not what people want to hear. But in fact, that's the case. So the best thing you can do is be vaccinated if you're in that kind of a setting. And know that that will help limit the seriousness of the illness you're likely to pick up. Second of all, you can use the rapid testing, the kind of community-based testing we have, you know, over the counter. Those are somewhat reliable in picking up infection, not completely. But again, you can screen yourself, and if you're positive, of course, don't go to some kind of social event. You can also just ask yourself the question, if I'm getting together for a Christmas holiday party with grandpa and grandma and mom and dad, some of them who have underlying health concerns because of cancer situations, whether they're immune suppressed, those are the things you want to really rethink. Do you want to be the one to bring home a virus to grandpa and grandma that ultimately puts them in the hospital and unfortunately, far too often, they die? And I think these are hard questions. These are ones we don't want to address. We're all tired. We're all tired of this pandemic. But now, if you've made it this far, is this the time when you have this surge? And I believe that this Omicron surge will be somewhat short-lived. Okay. What I mean by that is I think we're going to see in the month of January, end of December, month of January, a major increase. And then I think you could easily see by February case numbers coming down precipitously. So this isn't asking people to do this forever, but it just comes at a really, really bad time because we were all ready to have a celebratory holiday season, and this is just going to be tough.
Yeah, it surely is. I really appreciate your time. You know, there's, I could talk to you about this for hours, but I mean, this Omicron we didn't really see coming, and the Delta was another one. I mean, there could be another one, and right?
Well, I mean, you know, Susie, you know, I actually on this very program last April, I said that I thought the darkest days of the pandemic were still ahead of us, and it was because of the variants and that the wild card of the variants played. So, you know, this isn't a surprise, and this is not the last variant. And so I think that's what we're all trying to understand is, can we get better vaccines, ones that will cover the new variants in a much more effective way? You know, what does it mean if you get infected with this variant? What does this mean for your own ongoing protection if you weren't vaccinated before? How long will that last for just the natural immunity you get from infection? So we have lots of questions ourselves yet, but we're not done with this virus. And the reason I say that is because while we may feel like we are, the virus isn't done with us.
Yeah.
And we have to continue to remember that.
Well, good of you to talk with us today. I hope
you
have a very happy holiday and be well.
You too.
And I hope everybody's healthy in your family.
Thank you. You too.
Dr. Michael Osterholm with us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.